Thank you, he told the two of them, as many times as the moon's watched over me.
None of that now, Wraith, Falmora dismissed with a gentle smile. You gave us something that can never be repaid. At least allow us to do the same for you and the others under your care.
With that, she ushered them towards Lakmir, who in turn started to usher them upstairs as quickly as she could, while his charges all clustered around him like they were afraid they'd be taken away from him.
Sir?
Tyrion asked quietly, tugging on his sleeve.
What's going on? Who are these people, and why is she calling you Wraith?
I'll explain in a moment, he promised just as quietly while trudging up the stairs behind Lakmir as they heard Valmora flip the sign and lock the doors. But the short of it is that it's a name I was given back home for my actions. Lakmir snorted and looked back as she reached the top of the staircase.
They don't know who you are?
She asked incredulously. I didn't pick up this flight under my other name, he explained. It happened spontaneously, and we were already on the run by the time I could even properly name them my charges. I had to start it without my mask and under my own name. Lakmir growled lowly in sympathetic annoyance, and Luke inclined his head in agreement with a wry look. It was, frankly speaking, a bitch of a situation the hunters had forced him into. Pulling down his head wrap for the first time since the station, as Lakmir led them inside the upstairs, Luke looked around to see that they'd entered a nice, cozy apartment. Just like the cafe below, there were plants and wood everywhere, and much of the furniture seemed to be handmade by Lakmir herself. They appeared to be in a living room, not much larger than the one in his own quarters back on the Lady, which was stuffed full of furniture and knick-knacks without being cramped somehow. Meanwhile, the Wookiee herself had tromped off to what appeared to be the kitchen connected directly to the living room for who knows what.
Make yourself at home, she called over her shoulder. Feel free to use any of the chairs or couch. Would you all like tea?
Yes, please, he agreed, perching himself in one of several high-backed and plush armchairs scattered around the room. Glancing towards his charges, he raised an eyebrow. Well, aren't you going to answer the lady?
Lady?
Quinn asked in befuddlement before being elbowed sharply in the side by Zev.
Ow!
No fighting, he reminded them both sternly. And yes, lady, Lakmir asked you a question. Aren't you going to answer it?
Yes, sir,
Zev agreed hastily, before his presence abruptly turned sheepish.
After we had find out what she asked?
Sons and Sand, of course. He breathed in deeply as he looked them all over. None of you understand Shriwook, do you? He asked flatly.
I don't see why any of us would.
Elan added on, and Luke shot him an unimpressed look.
Because it allows you to carry conversations with the people belonging to a widespread culture who cannot produce the sounds of basic themselves,
he suggested pointedly, feeling perhaps a little too satisfied when Elan promptly shut his mouth and ducked his head. Whether or not he saw those points as valid arguments, Luke didn't know, but he wouldn't have him violate hospitality by offending their hosts before they'd even gotten through the proper greetings yet.
I know a little... Sir? Tyrion volunteered. But I still didn't understand more than half the conversation, so...
He shrugged his shoulders helplessly, and Luke felt more than a little remorse that he was unable to inform the heir that much of the conversation had been in a language he had no hope of understanding with his knowledge of Shriwook, since it wasn't even remotely the same.
I'm afraid I didn't learn any, sir,
Zev admitted quietly, slight embarrassment coloring both his cheeks and presence.
Neither did I. Quinn added on. Never even thought about it before now, if I'm honest.
Looks like I'll have to translate then, he said, crossing his legs as he gestured towards the chairs. She said to take a seat and asked if you all wanted any tea.
Oh,
Tyrion perked up immediately.
Yes, please.
Luke watched in amusement as the others immediately chimed in with agreements, and he glanced over to where Lakmir was setting water for a quick boil.
Did you hear all that, Lakmir?
He asked. A little louder than was probably necessary for the Wookiee to hear him, but more than enough to rapidly draw everyone's attention back to how small the room was, even if they'd been talking somewhat quietly. She growled out a laugh.
All of it, she confirmed, mischief and satisfaction all around her. And tell the haughty kid that he better not repeat that to my face.
Understood. Your Highness, you're not to repeat that statement you just made to Lakmir's face, he dutifully repeated, keeping his voice calm and even. She was none too pleased by it.
Yes, sir,
Elan agreed meekly, warily eyeing Lakmir in the kitchen, who apparently both knew this and was rather amused by it. Rolling his eyes, Luke waited patiently for the next move to be made, whether it be by his current or former charges. Sure enough, they soon heard a light tread come up the staircase, and looking over revealed the solemn but still so much brighter than before face of Valmora.
Well, that's taken care of,
she said as she headed over and sat down almost next to him in the armchair directly adjacent to him.
Nothing, she said, looking over to him, a barely restrained burning curiosity sparking around her.
Can we please get an explanation, Wraith? Like, how did this happen? Who are you and who are they? How did you get here? What?
One question at a time, please, he cut in. I understand there's many questions here from everyone, but let's wait until we're all seated. There's much to talk about and discuss, after all.
Right,
she agreed quickly, Leku making a deferential gesture as she nodded her head in tandem.
Right, of course, Wraith, sorry.
Why do you call him Wraith? Quinn blurted out, and Luke could have smacked himself with how quickly that planet fallen apart. Valmora blinked and squinted her eyes in suspicion.
Because that's who he is, she answered warily. He's a Storm Wraith.
Right, Quinn agreed readily. Now I hope you don't mind me asking, but who is the Storm Wraith? Valmora's Leku twitched in irritation and her eyes narrowed.
Are you messing with me?
She asked, irritation beginning to creep in.
I had to take this flight under my own name due to how sudden it was, he explained to her quickly. There was an incident that would have probably left them dead if I hadn't taken them along with me while fleeing the scene. None of them knew I was even a runner before we were already well underway, and I couldn't even properly name them my charges until then either. She furrowed her brow for a moment before abruptly realization sparked.
Wait, were you at the City Hall attack? That was on the news.
It was on the news?
Well, yes, he admitted with a blink. We all were.
The people who caused it are after us, Zev added quietly. Luke managed to evade them and protect us by bringing us along, but...
But they still after you,
Valmora asked knowingly, and Luke could nearly taste the memories and experience around her as they resurfaced. He had to admit that his own were definitely coming back to the foreground as well. Running one of Jabba's favored dancing slaves through her flight had admittedly been one of the most harrowing, complicated, and exhausting flights he'd run to date. But as with all flights, he'd never turned one down, no matter the risks. That part of his reputation, he could admit, was fully deserved. It hadn't taken away the fact that the effort had nearly killed both him and, more importantly, his charges. It had been worth it, though, and the freedom rights of the Bells that had followed him had been one of the sweetest victories he'd ever tasted. He would do everything he could to ensure that this one would be no different, and there would be freedom waiting for them all at the end of this, come what may. They are, he confirmed. And while they aren't the sharpest, they're lethal, numerous, and well-equipped. Not that they got to use much of it so far, but then again, if he did his job properly, no amount of equipment would help nor save them. Add to that the fact that I am in unfamiliar territory, out of reach with the flight paths, didn't get time to prepare, and don't have much in the element of surprise, and this flight has already proven to be a highly unwelcome challenge, he summed up, irritably tapping his finger against his arm as he ran through the situation.
And yet you found us,
Lakmia noted as she returned from the kitchen with a serving tray full of teacups on saucers full of boiled water, a small stack of empty tea sieves, and a tea box.
There's multiple kinds in the box, she added as she set the whole thing down on the central caff table. Pick whichever you like and put it in a sieve.
He smiled gratefully as he picked up a saucer and began sorting through the tea box for what he would like. Thank you, Lakmir, he directed towards his host, which was quickly waved aside, before turning towards his charges to translate. You can take a sieve and fill it with the tea you prefer. A small chorus of thank yous was directed towards Lakmir, who took the whole thing in stride rather gracefully, and he didn't miss it when Valmora directed a small smile and a nod towards what he could only assume was her partner of some sort. It wasn't really any of his business, but he was glad to see the both of them so settled and happy together.
Still, she noted while steeping her own cup of tea, you didn't answer Lucky's question, right?
She looked over to him with curiosity burning bright around her.
How did you find this?
You also haven't answered yet why you're being called Wraith here, Quinn pointed out.
Or for that matter, what you're doing here on Quad, so far from your territory,
Lakmir added idly while stirring her own tea.